Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What up?
Yo, we're going to give you a great show to help you get over this hump that we on right now. Later on, Charlize Theron says she broke her promise to Tom Hanks. We'll tell you what that is in a minute. And you know what, y'all?
What?
A lot of penis talk on the show yesterday.
Oh, yes, and I loved it.
I'm sorry, Grandma, and sorry to everybody that's currently locked up in prison right now. I know you get that a lot there, but listen.
Hey!
Like the Somali Pirates or Captain Phillips from Taking Back the Boat.
Okay.
We got some Karrueche Tran and Christina Milian hitting the beach looking good. But first, it's going down. August 26th, the big fight
in
Las Vegas between Mayweather and Conor McGregor.
Oh, my God.
Right, you taking me?
It's going to be ridiculous. You taking me? Who knows Mayweather? We need to be there.
I got a jailbroken Amazon Fire Stick. Either way, we going to watch that fight.
Well, we coming over there. Right, got to be there.
Well, to get us amped up for the fight, Conor and Floyd faced off in their first press conference yesterday. And needless to say, it's mad trash talking going on. Take a look.
Yes.
Dance for me, boy. Dance for me, boy. Dance for me, son. Dance for me.
Let me show you what a $100 million fighter look like. Still got $100 million, and then he never touched it.
That's an tax man.
Oh! You're right. I'm the IRS, and I'm gonna tax your ass.
Man, that fight, boy, it's going down.
Did he say dance for me, boy?
Yeah. He did say dance for me, boy, but I don't think he meant it in a racist way, because he doesn't think about Irish people. They were slaves, too.
Yeah, I don't think he meant it like that. I think he was just quick, trying to be quick-witted, and it just came out like that. I really don't think. Mm. But he did change it real quick.
He did correct himself.
Right. Smart man.
Took it to Queensbridge real quick for a second.
Yeah.
So now, in case you're wondering what that check looks like that Floyd Mayweather pulled out, here you go. It's the $100 million payout from his Pacquiao fight, dated May 2nd, 2015, that apparently he hasn't even cashed
2015.
Yet.
Wait, that check ain't going to be no good if he keep waiting. That's my mama say.
Usually you get 180 days.
He is super rich. I searched my house for 2 hours last night and called my sister and accountant for a $100 check I couldn't find. That man is rich. I was hurt. I was like, where is this check? I finally found it, everybody.
Oh,
just to let y'all know.
You always lose your money, though. You
just bitch, I was like, Lauren, where is the check? Because you said I couldn't cash it. I wanted my money. All right, moving on. In the new HBO docuseries about the powerful partnership of Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine called The Defiant Ones, Dr. Dre talked about the very first time he and Eminem hit the studio and the magic that happened.
I was like, man, listen, I put this sample together. Tell me if you like it.
You want to hear one of my joints, man?
Yeah. And I hit the drum machine, and maybe 2 or 3 seconds went by, and he just went, hi, my name is... My name is, like, yo, stop. Hot. That's what happened our first day and the first few minutes of us being in the studio.
Whoa. That's intense.
Organic, man. Some things you can't just bottle up and just make it happen. It just has to happen organically,
yeah,
man.
That's the magic of being an artist. Is that how your moment started with JD, Brett?
Yes. Definitely. I went to the studio and he played this Isley Brothers beat in between the sheets.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, and then he starts singing, and then I start saying, so, and then we just kept going, and that's how it happened. And that was the first song that went platinum for me.
Word
wow.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of hitting the studio, Ryan Phillippe just went on Sway's Universe and took the opportunity to showcase his rapping skills, y'all.
I'm trying to keep it clean, cause I'm a father and a daddy, if you know what I mean. A polymath, a machine. I can still get inspired, like when an actor comes on Sway and starts spitting some fire like Shia. Shia was nice, man. LaBeouf was a beast. And there will be no disrespect, because I don't want no LaBeouf.
He's just dreamy.
Yeah, he's super cute.
Yeah, he is. He got some swag.
Holla at Ryan Felipe.
Oh, holla at Ryan Felipe? Ryan Felipe, I think I might say, take you on a date and do you my way. You so sexy. Hey, come play. Come play with me and you will stay. Hey, once you go black, you never go back. Once you get this, you'll never be whack. Mm. Hey.
Oh. Oh, boo.
All right, y'all, now moving on, I can't think of a better way to take you all over the hump on hump day than enlisting our crew from L.A. to pull us over the top. Heidi, Frank, Sammy, what's going on, y'all?
Hey, Atlanta.
Hey,
guys.
How you
do? Now, Heidi, I understand you got a shocking story about how Charlize Theron broke a promise she made to Tom Hanks. What's up with that?
I do, and you know what? When you think of that, it's like breaking a promise to Santa Claus, you know, a beloved character. So back in 1996, she did a movie with Tom Hanks called That Thing You Do. And back in the day, I mean, I guess doing TV was kind of frowned upon for movie stars to do, but now TV's so good with Netflix and Amazon Prime and all that stuff that A-listers want to do TV. But back in the day, they wrapped the movie, and Charlize Theron asked Tom Hanks to sign her script. He did, and then she said, quote, "He wrote in my script the most flattering, most beautiful things about how he'll always say he discovered me," and he ended it with, quote, "Promise me you'll never do television." And I think he's getting his words today.
I really wish he would have told you that.
I never made any promises to Tom Hanks. I've never broken any to Tom Hanks.
Did Santa Claus ever ask you not to go on the TV?
It's like he was telling her, don't give up on your dreams. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
But now you got big actors dreaming of being on these television series on Netflix because that check is really good.
So what kind of TV is Charlize Theron done? Because I can only think of movies.
I think she did Girl Boss. Netflix. That was on Netflix, but yeah. I don't think that did
it's
very
canceled.
Well.
That already got canceled.
Yeah,
too.
It's gone.
Maybe so that's maybe why you said don't do TV because you're not really good at it.
Well, y'all, sticking to the topic of TV, Michael Jackson is coming to the small screen.
All right. Really?
How is that possible?
Yes, yes. CBS has announced plans for a new one-hour Halloween special to air this fall called Michael Jackson's Halloween. The animated special will follow two characters and their little dog, Ichabod, when they have an adventure on Halloween night. And the best part is, it's going to use Michael Jackson's music as the soundtrack, baby.
Really?
Original yes. music, original.
Yes,
well,
Michael
cool.
Jackson's music.
It's Michael
okay.
Jackson's Halloween. You want to make it scary, though, use LaToya Jackson's music.
Oh, that ain't cute now.
It'll have a dance finale featuring an animated version of the King of Pop himself. Oh. This is going to be amazing.
And Halloween was Michael's favorite holiday because it was an excuse for kids just to randomly walk up to your door.
Frank! Oh, too soon.
Kids.
Yeah, too soon. They dropped those charges.
Not funny, Frank.
You should know, you know who should be in this because he's truly terrifying is Joe Jackson.
Yeah. He's gonna scare the kids for real.
Just with his eyebrows alone.
Well, Brad, I know you're a huge fan of Michael Jackson, but the new King of Pop is Ed Sheeran. Am I right? Maybe he's not the king, but everybody wants to see Ed in concert. And so he's been selling out everywhere. So he announced that there are going to be some more tour dates. So he went on Twitter and said, more stadium dates going up tomorrow in Europe, too, as pretty much all of that has gone, too. Couldn't find a picture to tweet. So here are my cats being sleepy and cute, X. You know, it really doesn't raise the excitement of the tour when you have something yawning on screen. It's like, hey, what's your come out? My cats don't even care.
That's bad. That's probably the only he's going to get. No, it's like he's not going to have any groupies. Girls don't want to date a guy who has cats around
Hello.
The house. Yes.
I'm in love with the shape of Mew.
I'm in love with the shape of Mew.
Well,
are you sure Tom Hanks didn't sell you to go stay away from television?
Let me go find it. I am not sure.
Go find that script he signed.
All right, y'all. Don't go away. After the break, we've got Gary's Bikini Body Wash, baby.
Nope. I'm taking it over today. I got it. When there's two girls together involved, I got it covered. Yo, that's coming up next. Head Cracks Bikini Body Wash. Don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Destination Not Gary. I need you to chill out for a second on this one, because I'm going to drive for a second. Mm. It's time for Head Cracks, Bikini, Body Wash.
Go ahead. What you talking about?
Go ahead.
Well, I know, Gary, this is usually your thing, but listen. You got two baddies in bikinis, and I got to talk about it, man. Christina Milian and Karrueche Tran together on the beach. How about this? They was hanging out in Miami, and they both were looking very hot.
Mm. They are friendship goals.
I mean, but hey, Craig, you just can't say they look hot.
Yeah, I can.
I mean, no, you can't. I mean, look at the fashion, honey. Now, look, you got to have to talk about the bikinis, honey. Now, first of all, honey, I'll say Miss Christina Milian was looking beautiful, honey, in this shimmering pink bikini with beaded accents along the sides, honey, retro-style sunglasses. And look at Miss Karrueche. Karrueche, baby, honey, sizzled, honey, in her tropical print halter bikini, accessorized with large gold earrings and a very beautiful matching bracelet.
I love Christina's bikini because I love when people go extra. Like, just go all out. She got the jewelry all up on it. See the jewelry
so
in the middle?
Yeah.
I like when you can just put jewelry on your bikinis like that.
Well, yo, I'm glad you said go all out, because, like, what is better than babes in bikinis? It's bad babes in bikinis eating burgers. They both get into it, and they giving these burgers no mercy.
I love this, because they're showing that they are fit and they eat. That's what it's about. You can work out. If you eat, wait, what am I trying to say?
I don't know.
If you work out, you can eat. That's what I'm trying to say.
All right, Portia and Brenda, I'm sorry to break the sad news to y'all, honey.
What?
Yes, it's some very sad news to you and every other woman, honey, in the world. But Idris Elba says he will never get married again.
I ain't say it.
I heard that before.
Huh?
A lot of men say that, and they end up getting married again.
Oh, well, honey.
Yeah.
It just takes the right woman to come on through.
Well, anyway, child, Idris talks about it in the August issue of Essence magazine. He said, now, he's already been married twice. His first marriage to Miss Kim Nygaard lasted 4 years, and his second marriage to Miss Sonya Hamlin lasted less than a year. And Idris says he has no desire to walk down the aisle a third time. Mm. He says, quote, Portia, marriage is an institution of sorts, and I've done it. It's not for everybody. It's not my life's calling.
Mm. Oh, he's basically letting you know, if you date him, that's all you're going to do. You're just going to date.
Well, Portia, you got a big booty. Why don't you go with him?
I mean, it just ain't about him getting my booty.
But y'all was just drooling over him yesterday. Not just
I'm going to drool over him now and forever, but
he's gorgeous. He's cute as hell.
Yeah.
Well, y'all don't think y'all could change his mind?
No. Well, I'm not interested.
I don't want to try. I feel like I'm at the stage in my life, if a man say something, you listen to what he's saying.
Hello.
Okay, you hear that man.
You hear.
And that man say he don't want you like that.
He don't want you.
Then I don't want him like that.
But have
that's
you ever
right.
heard the saying, men say what they want, but they don't want what they say?
And that's a saying. That's why. It's a saying. Because that ain't true.
Well, all right, y'all. We got a Dish fan shout-out. And this was going to our homie JG from right here in College Park, Georgia.
All right, then.
Well, now, remember yesterday, y'all, we asked Alexa this.
Alexa, how old is Gary Hayes?
Gary Hayes is 59 years old.
Well, JG tweeted us, Gary with the T, why didn't you tell them Alexa lying on you? LOL, damn Alexa, ask Siri. And attached to his tweet is the Wikipedia for another Gary Hayes who is 59 years old and played for the NFL, y'all.
Wow.
Gary, what do you have to say for yourself?
Why didn't you tell us? Or why didn't you deny you 59?
Because I didn't want to hurt y'all feelings, honey, to let the world know that y'all are older than me, so I just went ahead and went along with it.
No, boo, either you are 59 or your ass is older than 59.
He's older. No. He was flattered by 59.
You sitting over here 72 years old.
Not 72. Gary, so how old are you really?
I'm old enough to know.
How was it walking with Jesus and the disciples?
It was great, honey. He told me I was going to walk upon some serpents, honey, and I got three of them with me.
Well, hey, Dish Nation fans, we always have a lot of fun stuff happening on our social media, so be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. And coming up, we got a smash alert with Naomi Campbell. He's not a looker, but shocker, he's rich. Coming up.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
It's time to take a look into the world of A-list hookups, which means it's time for
Smash Alert.
Yes. Yes, honey. So y'all remember, honey, honey, we talked about Rihanna, honey, bagging herself a billionaire playboy, Hassan Jameel.
Yes, she did that.
Yes, she did, niece, honey. Well, remember how Miss Naomi Campbell, honey, was pissed because she was allegedly seeing him too. Well, honey, Miss Naomi does not, honey, like to be upstage. So, honey, she went and she bagged herself an Egyptian multi-millionaire who is the boss of Ferrari.
Oh.
Ooh, what happened to him?
Now, this is Louis C. Camilleri. Now, he's 62 years old. He is worth nearly $200 million. And friends are saying that Naomi may have finally met the man for her.
Really? Wow.
Oh, she happy?
This guy must have an awesome personality because normally she likes guys who are billionaires, not millionaires.
Yeah, but these girls, honey, they not like the regular girls that you see every day like these two. These girls are, honey, up
hold
there,
up,
honey.
Hold up, honey, you know, please.
Only you see us every day, but everybody else don't get the privilege.
Thank you.
Like
and
we
have more than most of the men who approach us.
Yes.
Thank you.
So you better watch it,
check yourself or you wreck yourself.
Amen to that.
I go for the low fruit,
the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah. Hey, what's wrong with that?
Attainable.
Hey, I can't reach that high no more. You know? I want what's right there. Matter of fact, what's on the flow?
Long as it's right. Well,
who here likes a good deal? What if I told you I had two celebrity stories for the price of one?
Bring it.
Well, you guys are in luck, because today I got a deal for the ladies out there. Two stories about Liam and Chris Hemsworth.
Uh-oh.
Now, here we are. It's time for
Hemsworth Brothers 2-for-1 Special.
Oh! Remember, earlier this week, we did an Instadam dude, and we did it on Liam Hemsworth, and it was a picture of him in his short shorts and chicken legs, right?
Good Lord, yes.
Well, his brother Chris Hemsworth has something to say about it, and he caught up with Entertainment Tonight. Talk about that debacle. Here's what he had to say.
That felt like a late Friday night, drunken kind of post. And then the following morning's like, I didn't, did I? Oh, no.
And you can't delete that now after millions of people are liking it.
And I saw it too and was like, was that intentional?
So no chance of you doing that in the near future?
Well, I think so.
But he shouldn't attack his brother, though. Like,
he didn't attack him?
He said, was that intentional?
He wasn't intentional.
So you and your brothers don't ever, like, mess around, like take shots at each other?
I don't think so.
No, yes, y'all do. They tease you all the time. Gary, you know you be the butt of them jokes. Literally.
Next up in our Hemsworth 2-for-1 special, Liam Hemsworth has posted this little selfie of him and his girl, Miley Cyrus, with the caption, "My little angel and I." Now, this picture got over 1.4 million likes, but one person who didn't like the picture was Miley Cyrus. She reposted the picture with a simple reply, "Why this picture?"
I agree.
I agree, too.
I agree. Look at her. She looks like a goofball. She don't look like anything right here. Damn, she ain't got no baby hair laid down on the forehead.
Yeah.
Everything snatched up. Forehead.
He done cut her head off. No. She got a look on her face.
How she look?
All right, y'all. Up next, who had the nerve, honey, to tell Madonna that she was not fit to raise children? If you stick around, L.A. will tell you. Next, boo.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, Madonna is no stranger to openings. She's been opening her mouth and her heart and her legs for the last 40 years of her career. Many, many, many times. But she's currently in Malawi, South Africa for the opening of the country's very first pediatric center, where she named it the Mercy James Center for Pediatric Surgery and Intensive Care.
Oh, Mercy James,
of course, is one of the four children from Malawi that Madonna adopted. At the opening, she addressed the crowds and opened it up about the moment a female judge actually almost denied her adoption rights. She said, "I was recently divorced, and she informed me as a divorced woman I was not fit to raise children and that Mercy James was better off growing up in an orphanage."
This judge says, no, this child or these children are better off in a Malawian orphanage than to be
better with no parents than with just one. I mean, come on.
If you could be adopted.
Yeah.
By a celebrity like Madonna, who would it be?
Well, I'm torn between three. Either Sally Field, Meryl Streep, or Oprah Winfrey. Those, I'm really torn.
Really?
Yeah.
I would love to be adopted by Dolly Parton.
You'd still be breastfeeding.
Nummy, num, num.
You'd be breastfeeding from 9 to 5.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.